time for the Blue Blows Podcast with your hosts, Alonso and Juan, Alicia Del Valle, and the baby-faced gimmick in the sky, Roger.
Gúbiles Sangrones, we are here at One Way in Monterey Park, where Bobby Miller and Diego Cartaya are going to be signing autographs. So La Princesa de Picolandia and I, we're going to do a little, Sangrones on the street,
yeah.
Where we're going to talk to the people that are showing up here and find out why they're here and give away some swag. And what are you expecting out of this?
I'm expecting a lot of excited Dodger fans, and especially after the season Bobby Miller had, and Diego, everyone's excited for him to come up. So, excitement!
Okay, so, and plus, we hope to talk to Bobby Miller and Diego Cartaya. I know La Princesa has some questions for them.
I do, but, well, you go first.
All right. So, check it out. Who here has heard of the Bleed Lost podcast?
Everyone.
Oh, y'all! All right. You're all gonna get swag. So I'm gonna start with you guys. What to prove that you guys listen? What is her nickname on the show?
Oh shoot, I don't know.
Wow, you guys are really letting me down here. Why are you guys lying that you heard of us?
No, I follow you on Instagram.
But... All right, you'll still get a shirt. All right.
I just know Alicia.
There you go. All right, what are you guys most excited about this season?
Ohtani. The new players, all the new players we got this year.
Going to bobblehead nights.
So you think there's going to be more bobbleheads?
Oh, yeah. Plenty more.
You got 20-plus coming, yeah.
All right. Did you guys come here to see both of them today, or do you have a preference?
We already got Diego, so today's Miller.
It's Miller. Miller
his
today.
Autograph.
I'm here for both.
All right. So who do you think is going to be the ace? Is it Yamamoto? Is it Glasnow? Or is it Bobby?
I
hope Bobby too. He has a good chance.
Yeah.
Bobby's homegrown, so yeah. Bobby.
All right. They just announced Dodger Fest that they're going to charge tickets for it.
Yeah.
Are you still going to go to Dodgers Fest?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's only $10.
$10
it's
ain't nothing.
$10. That's it.
Definitely.
Yeah, what if with no autographs?
So? That's fine. It's still a good time. Enjoy with family,
yep.
Everything.
Go with their family and everything like that.
That's definitely a bummer with no autographs, but, you know, it's still a good time.
Okay, but we don't know yet if there's going to be no autographs.
You're right, yeah.
Okay. So how long have you guys been Dodger fans?
My whole life, 50 years.
Yeah, same thing. Same here, my whole life.
Since I was a little kid.
All right, favorite Dodger?
Fernando.
Kershaw.
So what do you guys think about the Dodgers being the villains now in Major League Baseball?
We love it.
Makes us feel better.
We love it.
Better. Even better.
We relish in that.
We love the dark side.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Dark side. Yeah. That's my new nickname.
First of all, have you heard of the Bleed Lost podcast?
Yes, I follow you guys.
All right, so you get a prize.
Oh.
She gets a prize because she acknowledged that she follows us. So let's finish this and then we'll give you your prize. Okay, so all the signings, all the hoopla that's going on, how excited are you about the season?
I'm really excited. I really see us winning the World Series, so I'm like hopeful.
Okay, so Dodger Fest, they announced they're going to be charging for tickets. Are you upset about that?
I'm not as upset about it. I mean, I know everywhere else, like other teams, it's free. That's fine. I've gone to the free events before. $10 is $10.
Okay, so first of all, have you heard of the Bleed Lows podcast?
I've heard of y'all starting now.
Yeah.
So you're going to follow us, right?
Yeah, of course. On Instagram. Yeah. I heard them say it on Instagram.
All right. We got nominated for Best Baseball Podcast in America. So, and we're an all Latino podcast, and we're all about the Dodgers. So you should listen to
us. Yeah, I mean, I fit that demographic, so yeah.
All right, awesome.
I have a lot for work, so I'll start listening to podcasts now.
Awesome. Okay, so what are you guys' thoughts on all these off-season signings?
I love it. You know, bring championships back to LA. I love it.
It's amazing. Especially after last off-season, we didn't make any big splashes. It was worth it.
So are you guys cool with the fact that everybody hates us, that we are the villains now of Major League Baseball?
I love it. I want us to play into the villain role. I love it.
They hate us because they ain't us.
All right. So who are you here? Are you here for both Cartaya and Bobby Miller?
Yeah, we're here for both. Yeah. Here for both.
Of course. We're here for both.
Okay. How long have you been a Dodger fan?
The womb. Born and raised. Been going my entire life.
So everyone in your family?
Yeah.
Yep. ever since I was born, I was pretty much born with a Dodgers hat on.
Are you going to be going to Dodgers Fest?
I work, so I can't. I wish I could. I wish I could.
We haven't ever been to a Dodgers Fest. I would love to, but yeah, I'm working that day.
Does it bother you that they're now charging to go into Dodgers Fest because it used to be free?
I mean, it's $10. I mean, I pay more for drinks at the game, so it doesn't bother me.
No, I think it's more like a security measure so they can have like a head count. Like, okay, otherwise it would be overrun with people. Everyone would go.
All right, so over under, let's play a little Price is Right. How much will Micheladas cost this year at Dodger Stadium?
I'm guessing like $25.
That's what I was going to say too. They're currently like 22, I think.
Yeah. All right.
They're going to be 25.
Okay, so your homework assignment is you're going to follow us on the socials and you listen to one episode.
Well, I guess what? I can do that for you right now.
There we are! Look at that! You guys are doing the Lord's work. I want you to know that. And also, when you follow our social media, there's a link there where you can go vote for us for best baseball podcast in America.
Just start following right now.
There we go. Look at that. Look at that. Are you getting this?
We got
new followers right here.
Too new.
Thanks a lot, guys. Really appreciate it.
My name's Alberto. And what's your name? Robert?
You just said it.
Yeah, that's Robert. We're here from East Los Angeles.
Okay.
Yeah, down the street. Yeah.
Have you heard of the Bleed Los podcast?
My first time, I'll be honest with you. Yeah.
So we're an all-Latino podcast. We cover the Dodgers. We're all about the Dodgers. We just got nominated for Best Baseball Podcast in America. So your homework assignment is to go home, follow us on the social media, listen to one episode. You can listen to it on Apple. You'll be hooked. Then you'll listen to all the other episodes.
Yeah, most definitely.
So I want to get your opinion on all these signings. I mean, how excited are you about the season?
I'm like every year, I'm excited, but this year is very special. Just with the additions, you know, Otani and Yamamoto, and we're excited, man.
How tough was the end of the last two seasons?
Not that tough, because Bobby Miller kind of let us down, but I'm here. Like, it was tough, but man, I bleed blue, man. I bleed blue, so I'm here.
So you're here for Bobby or also Cartaya?
I'm here for Bobby. Cartaya will probably be after.
Are you okay with the fact that everybody hates us? That we are now the villains of Major League Baseball?
We grew up being hated, man. We're from East LA. We're always the villains. You know what I'm saying? Bring it on. Just add a little more to the pot. Add it on. Yeah. You know what? It is what it is. You know, we're Dodger fans, and we've always been hated. But now this year is like a little more, you know. We're being hated a lot more, and we're ready for the task, man. Bring it on.
So Dodgers Fest is around the corner. Are you planning on going, or the fact that they're charging has changed your opinion?
Now that you say that, my wife purchased the tickets yesterday. So we purchased like 8 tickets already. So we're going. $10. Yep, $10 ahead. Yep.
All right, Price is Right action here. What is the price for Micheladas this year at Dodger Stadium?
I want to say $20, $22 maybe.
Okay. You're very, very...
But it's like gas, man. We want it. We need it. You know, we're going to buy it. It is what it is. Yeah.
Hey, Robert, what made you a Dodger fan?
This is your dad? You didn't have a choice, right?
I mean, I liked all the teams, but like the Dodgers were better than all the other teams.
Do you have a favorite player?
Not yet.
All right, man. Well, at least your dad's doing the right thing and he brought you up right. You'll appreciate it when you're older. Okay, first of all, have you ever heard of the Bleed Los podcast?
I believe I have.
All right. He's going to get a prize. All right. So we are an all-Latino podcast. We're all about the Dodgers. We just got nominated for Best Baseball Podcast in America. So what is your name? Where are you from?
Javier, and right here from East LA.
All right, Javier. So how excited are you about this Dodger season?
Super excited. Really excited, you know, just to see, like, all the big signups we got, like Shohei and Yoshi.
Yeah. So how tough was it for you the last two seasons, the way they ended?
It was a tough, like, ending, like, them going out so early, you know. But, like, this last season, I wasn't that disappointed, you know, because, like, we weren't even supposed to make it to the playoffs. You know, like, we had a bunch of injured players. Like, the fact that we made it, I think, was, like, an accomplishment.
So how do you feel the pressure now that not only are we, like, spending all this money, but we're the villains. Like, everybody hates us. Like, I know you're in L.A., but are you prepared if you leave California, people see you rocking your Dodger gear, that they're going to come after you?
I love it. Like, come for me, you know. It's like not scared, you know. Like, I'm proud to be a Dodger fan, you know. Like, I feel like we've always been hated before this, you know, and like the Dodger, like non-Dodger fans are gonna hate us even more, but like, you're still proud, you know. Like, nothing.
What made you a Dodger fan?
My dad, he was a Dodger fan, you know. Like, he was there for like 81, 88 World Series.
You didn't have a choice, huh? He forced you.
Well, I was happy to be a fan, you know. Like, I wasn't forced to it. Yeah.
Dodger Fest is around the corner. Are you going to be going?
Yes.
Okay. Are you upset that they're going to be charging and it's no longer free?
No. I think if it's like for crowd control reasons, you know, it's sure, go for it.
So, at this point, we're going to do a little Price is Right action here. What do you put the price range for micheladas this year at Dodger Stadium?
Oh, I know it's like $30.
Are you prepared to pay the $30 for the micheladas?
No. I know like this past season it was $30.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you think it's going to be even more?
Yeah, maybe 40. Let's say 40.
Wow. Will you pay $40 for a michelada?
No way. Pre-gaming.
Yes, it's pretty good. Thank you. Kubla Sangrones, we are here at One Way. We're going to have some autographs here, and Diego Cartaya is going to be one of the people signing. Diego, ¿cómo estás?
Todo bien, gracias a Dios, todo bien.
Diego, looking at your season last year, now we're going to be going into spring training. Have you had an opportunity to look back? Do you have goals already set up for what you want to accomplish in spring training?
I don't have any goals right now. Just trying to stay healthy, working on, you know, swing, catching, everything. But not like a specific goal yet.
Have you had a chance to look back at how last year went? How did that feel for you? Because you were at different levels, right?
Yeah. No, it was a new experience. Definitely new teammates. And it was great. You know, I liked the city. I liked Tulsa, playing at new fields. And it definitely was a great experience.
Last time you were on the show, you said you want to be not only a great hitter, but you also want to be a good defensive catcher, someone that can call pitches. How did you feel with that part of your game?
I feel good. I feel like I got better last year. I've been working on it a lot. It's definitely one of the most important things for me. And I just got to keep learning, got to keep like asking the old guys how do they do that, and getting better.
Did you find good Venezuelan food in Tulsa?
I did. I found a spot, and I was happy for it. I found it at the end, but it was a really good. They had really good food.
So being out here like at an event today, what does that do for you as a player? Because I know these guys can talk stats, nerd, geek stuff all day long, but I want to know more about your lifestyle. He brought up the food. Seeing the fans out here excited to see you, what does that do for your game?
It means a lot. It means a lot because I feel like in the field, we don't have a lot of time to spend with them. We're kind of like focused on performance and stuff. But now having this time and sharing time with them, get to know them and see that, show them that we're like normal person and we feel like they do. So it's a great opportunity.
Yeah, we like to say that all the time, that ball players, you're humans too, right? And I know sometimes the boo birds come out, but events like this where you get to sign and they want to see you and take pictures, you're cool with that? You like the Dodger fans?
Oh, I love it. I love it. And I'm a fan too. I got people that I'm a big fan of, and I know how they feel. So I'm happy to share time with them.
Okay, now I got to ask, who are you a fan of?
Well, baseball player, Miguel Cabrera, Salvador Perez, a lot of the Venezuelan guys, and any other sport I'm a big fan of, MJ, guys like LeBron, a lot of guys, yeah.
Okay, that's popular to say LeBron in LA. Good job.
I gotta
ask, the phenomenon that is Showtime, Ohtani, any thoughts about him coming to Los Angeles?
I mean, it's amazing. He's probably one of the best players in the game right now. So it's very exciting to have him.
Okay, so last time the Bleed Los spoke with you, you were at spring training, Arizona. Then Roger Babyface sent you a Bleed Los t-shirt, right? Mm-hmm. Tell us what happened with that shirt.
So I got to wear the shirt a lot. I had it in spring training. And when I went back to Venezuela, the shirt, I got a little bigger and the shirt wouldn't fit me anymore. So I gave it to my grandpa and I forgot about it. And then now when I came back to Venezuela and Christmas time, I saw him wearing the shirt, and I was like, oh, that's cool. Like, now we got Los Bleed in Venezuela shirt. Right. Yeah.
We got fans in Venezuela, y'all. Very nice. And we got to get you a bigger shirt.
Yeah, I need it. I need it to work out. I like the shirt, so okay. If you guys can get me one, okay. I'll be happy.
XL? Are we looking at XL?
XL, yeah.
Okay, Roger, you got to get on that. Thank you. And say hi to your grandpa for us.
Yeah,
Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Yeah, feliz año nuevo.
You gotta send a care package for the whole family, I think.
Well, a couple shirts will be fine, okay. I think.
Yeah. I like it. It's for more. Yeah. Thank you.
Your name, sir, and where you're from?
Carlos Alfaro, Northridge.
Carlos, have you ever heard of the Bleed Los podcast? All right, so we are an all-Latino podcast. Okay. We focus on the Dodgers. We just got nominated for Best Baseball Podcast in America. Okay. So your homework assignment... Thank you, sir. Your homework assignment is to go follow us on social and listen to one episode. Yeah. Maybe the episode you're just going to be on right now. So your overall thoughts on the off-season signings? I mean, have you ever been this excited about a season starting?
No, this would be the most excited I've been. I mean, I think... As a longtime Dodger fan, this was expected. I mean, they didn't spend a lot last year, and they still did well. But, yeah, they saved a lot of money to get these guys, and I'm not surprised. I think this is what's expected of the Dodgers, to spend the kind of money when they save the money. So I still think they should get a reliever, though, and one more starter, you know, some guy who can eat up some innings. And, you know, I wanted to see Chapman with the Dodgers, too. But, yeah, it's okay, you know.
Okay, so in terms of relievers, is that who you would go after? They need a left-hander in the bullpen.
Yes, definitely need a lefty. Hader would be the guy. I mean, he wants a lot, but maybe, I mean, they've been able to defer a lot of money. Maybe you could do the same type of deal with him.
So you go Hader over Chapman, or would you want Chapman?
I like Hader. I think we need a true closer. We haven't had a real closer in a few years. I mean, I like Evan Phillips, but he's just not – you know, he's more of an eighth inning guy. You got Gratterall at seventh, and you can use Kelly or other guys at six. But we need a closer. We need a true closer, and Hader's the guy.
Who do you? What about that trade with the Guardians, where it would be Bieber and Clase? Are you all for that? Are you about, or are you a prospect hugger? Do you not want them to trade the kids?
So I'm okay. I saw one yesterday, some on YouTube. The guy was saying four prospects for Clase, because they're saying that they're not going to go with Bieber, release Bieber, or trade Bieber. I would say yes on all the guys except Landon Knack. I wouldn't trade him. I'd keep him. But, you know, Vargas, I mean, his time, I think, is up with the Dodgers. I'm okay with Stone going and just another prospect. But not, I would keep Landon Knack. For one, I think it's a good deal. We got an empty spot, too. We got we're 39 people on the roster right now, so we need one more person. So something's going to happen, that's for sure.
Look, Carlos is dropping the knowledge, man. This man knows his Dodgers. Do you want Kershaw back?
You know what? We need Kershaw back. Maybe that's a 30. That's why we have 39. I think we need him back. I think he needs an opportunity to be with the Dodgers on their biggest chance of winning the World Series. So, yeah, he needs like an honorary role with the team. He should come back. And if he goes with the Rangers, I'd be really disappointed in him and the organization, because, you know, when the Dodgers are beating whoever they're beating in the World Series, Kershaw's going to be like, man, I should have played with the Dodgers. So, yes, bring him back one more year.
Dodgers Fest is around the corner. Will you be attending?
So I have season tickets. So luckily we got four tickets. I bought a ticket for my son's girlfriend. We'll definitely be there.
All right. Price is Right action here. What are you putting the price for micheladas next year at Dodger Stadium?
So I think it was before. What was it before? Like $25 with everything, right? It's going to be at least 30. I think let's go with Fernando, 34.
So would you pay $34 for a michelada?
You know, thank God I don't like micheladas. I like a good 805. So every, you know, so we have season tickets, so we go a lot. You know, we'll pregame, we'll eat, bring our food inside. We kind of do that stuff, you know, park outside. And when you go a lot, you start doing that. You know, so I've seen Alicia at Dodger Stadium a couple of times, so I know she's a big fan. So you know what, everyone, when you know, if Ohtani hits his first home run, yes, I'm buying 805. I'll be there for sure. Yeah. Exactly. See? Yeah. So yeah.
So who are you here to see today? Bobby Miller, Diego Garcia, or both?
I bought for both. I was more excited about Bobby Miller because he actually plays with the Dodgers. I think Cartaya needs an opportunity. Come on. You know, I know Austin Barnes is a legend, you know, like veteran catcher, but it's time for the kids to come up. You know, give these guys a chance. They got four top prospects in the catcher in the farm league. You know, you got Dalton Rushing. You got the other guy, Fiducia, whatever. So it's time to give him a chance. Let's give these guys a chance, and Cartaya needs a chance. If not, trade him. You know, we're just wasting his time. You know, that's what they did with Bush, right? Bush got traded because there's no spot for him, and they got some pretty good return. You know, you guys heard the joke, right? Now we have Ferris and Bueller. So.
Yeah. Damn, this is a really good audition for Carlos. You might be joining the Bleed Los podcast, man. You meet all the criteria. You're a Latino and you know the Dodgers. So we want to thank you very much. You've been great, man. All right, your name, sir, and where are you from?
Matthew Sebastian. I'm from Long Beach.
All right, more Long Beach love. So have you heard of the Bleed Los podcast?
I'm sorry, no, I haven't.
All right, so we are an All Dodgers podcast. We just got nominated for Best Baseball Podcast in America. So your homework assignment today is follow us on social media and listen to one episode. Okay. But we want to get your thoughts, like all these signings, the Dodgers spending over $1 billion on free agency. Are you excited? Are you worried? Are they spending too much?
I think it's a great time to be a Dodgers fan. I mean, last year we kind of laid low, but this is the year to really be excited to be a Dodger.
Which signing or acquisition are you most excited about?
Oh, definitely Ohtani. But I mean, we can't go wrong. We supplemented with Yamamoto, and we have all the other ones as well. And it's a great time to be a Dodger fan.
All right. So be honest with me. How much did you know about Yamamoto before the Dodgers signed him?
I'll be honest, I didn't know until after they had started. After they signed Ohtani, they were like, okay, who's the next best guy? And it happened to be Yamamoto. And I was like, okay, well, we do need another starting pitcher. So it was him. I was like, okay, well, we gotta go after him. And it was not expecting it, but I was really pleasantly surprised. So
where do you stand on Kershaw? Do you want Kershaw back?
Oh, absolutely. He's got to retire a Dodger. Yeah.
All right, so Dodgers Fest is around the corner. Is that something you would normally go to? Or the fact that they're charging tickets for it now, do you think that's not cool?
I think it's where, I mean, after all the signings they did, I think I would be willing to pay $10. However, I can't go this year, unfortunately, but I would love to.
All right, let's do some Price is Right action here. What do you anticipate? Wait, do you drink micheladas, first of all? Or what is your drink of choice at Dodger Stadium?
Probably a beer, although I don't remember the prices.
How much do you anticipate after the fact that they spent $1 billion? How much do you think beer is going to cost at Dodger Stadium?
$15.
$15. Will you? And you're ready to pay $15 for a beer?
Probably skip the beer. Go for the nachos.
All right. So Bobby Miller and Diego Cartaya are here. Yeah. Are you here to see both, or do you have a preference one over the other?
I go with Bobby Miller for now. Yeah.
Yeah. What did you think about Bobby Miller's rookie season, and what are you expecting from him next season?
Well, he started out great, and I think he's got a lot more to go, but I think he's got a really good potential later on. So happy to see him, and look forward to having him more in the Dodgers. So,
all right, well, and I see you are here with a baby, so yeah. That means they're going to be a Dodger fan, right?
In fact, he's got some Dodgers gear on right now, so you're training him up young.
You're good parents. You're good parents. You do not give them a choice. They have to be Dodger fans.
Yeah, they have to be Dodger fans, exactly.
Okay, first of all, your name, sir, and where are you from?
Hi, my name's Joey, and I'm from Lake Forest, California.
Okay, Orange County, making the drive all the way out here.
Yes, sir.
All right, so first of all, have you ever heard of the Bleed Los podcast?
I have not.
Okay, so we are a All Dodgers podcast. We just got nominated for Best Baseball Podcast in America. So your homework assignment is to go home, follow us on the socials, and listen to one episode.
Consider it done.
But you got it. I mean, you have, this is the World Series trophy. Mm-hmm. You have some wonderful autographs. What's the story behind this?
Well, I started about 6 years ago. A bunch of the Dodger players were doing an autograph signing after the World Series with the Astros. And by the way, the Dodgers won that World Series, as far as I'm concerned, since they cheated. And so I just been collecting autographs, and I think they're going to do it this year. So I'm here to get Bobby Miller and Diego.
So did you buy this or did you make this?
No, I bought this. It's on copytrophy.com. I'm not associated with them or anything. Hopefully I don't get in trouble for saying that. But that's where I bought it from. And then I bought the marble from just a marble place. Trophy comes off. You can bolt it down in the middle if you want to. And had to buy the marble because I couldn't have them sign the trophy because the signature won't stick because it's chrome. So that's the reason for the marble.
Now, I'm seeing some signatures here on the marble. You got Tommy Lasorda on here. Vin Scully you have on here. Which one of these signatures are you most proud of or makes you the happiest?
Probably Mookie Betts.
Why is that?
He was just very, he is a hard guy to get signature from. He doesn't do a lot of signings. He does do them some, but not a lot.
Okay. So how long have you been a Dodger fan?
All my life. 46 years.
So how excited are you about the offseason and the signings? You just can't wait for the season to start?
Pretty much. They're going to have a lot of pressure on them with all the money they've spent. I like Dave Roberts as a manager. I think he's a good manager. But, you know, he's going to have a lot of pressure on him with all the money they've spent to win a World Series. So,
are you okay with the fact that the Dodgers now have become the villains of baseball? Are you okay that now people are going to hate you because you're a Dodger fan?
Hey, it's free enterprise. You know, the Yankees did it for years. There's nothing wrong with us doing it, too. And then to all the other teams who are jealous and mad, hey, you guys can go get another owner or have multiple owners and do the same thing the Dodgers did. It's a free country. Nobody broke the rules. We just made it work.
Awesome. Are you going to be going to Dodger Fest?
I'm not sure. The Dodger Fest is the day of my anniversary, so I have to get permission from the boss. So that's why I'm not sure.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you.
Okay, your name and where are you from?
Cecilia De Perini, but everyone calls me Cece. I'm from Torrance area.
Oh, Torrance. So you came all the way out here. Is it because Cartaya and Miller, or do you have a preference?
I am a big fan of Bobby Miller and a big Dodgers fan. So, yeah, that's what I'm here for. I want to get his signature.
What is it about Bobby Miller that makes you a big fan?
Well, just the way he pitches. It's just so intense. And the way he trains, you know, you can tell he really takes his job seriously. And I just like how his work ethic is. And, you know, just happy he's a Dodger.
How excited are you, or what's your opinion on all these signings? The Dodgers spent over $1 billion this offseason.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, I'm happy. I love Otani. He's amazing. I mean, I just hope they win a World Series during the time span that they're signed with us, right?
So you can't even enjoy it? You're already anxious? You're already worried that if they don't win the World Series?
No, I'm going to enjoy it. It's going to be fun. At least the next, you know, because I'm always a Dodger, so it's going to be fun. My cousin's not happy because JD's not coming back and they got rid of Bush, you know. But, you know.
Is your cousin a Dodger fan?
Oh, she's huge. She just couldn't make it today. But, yeah, if she was here, she would be like, you know, she has so many opinions. I'm serious. She does.
So the Dodgers basically are getting hated on. We are now viewed as the villains of Major League Baseball. Are you okay with that?
I mean, they're just jealous. No, I mean, what can I say? No, not really. I mean, it's, you know, at the end of the day, it's a business, you know, and it's all about winning a championship. And, you know, unfortunately, the Dodgers have the money to do this. And so, you know, we just have to hope that we can get a World Series. I really think we will. With everyone that we have, I mean, how can we not?
Dodgers Fest is right around the corner. Are you planning on going?
Yes, I went last year. It was fun. So, yes, I am going this year. My cousin had season tickets, so they were free for season ticket holders. Are you season ticket holders?
Let me ask you this. The fact, if it wasn't free, they're charging now this year for, would you still have paid? I mean,
because I think the ticket's only $10.
So you don't think it's a lot?
No. $10 to walk around the stadium and get to see the players for free and, you know, hear them? It's pretty cool. It was fun.
All right, so let's play some Price is Right. What is your drink of choice when you go to Dodger Stadium?
I don't really buy alcohol because it's too expensive.
So
Diet Coke, it's just too expensive.
So what do you expect?
To drink, you know, but I just don't.
What do you expect?
If I do, it'll be like a, you know, light beer or something.
What is your Diet Coke? How much is that going to cost you next year?
Oh, my God. $20.
And you're prepared to pay $20 for a Diet Coke at Dodger Stadium?
I'm gonna think I could bring bottled water. Usually, I mean, I don't think it's going to be that high. Is it?
Well, you know, people are concerned because of the fact they keep saying it's the Otani factor. Do you think that's fair?
Honestly, I don't. Yeah. I mean, I like that he deferred, but everything's going to be hiked up, the parking and everything. Unfortunately, my cousin signed up, you know, for season tickets this year. I don't think she's going to do it next year. It's just going to be crazy. Yeah, the prices are going to be crazy.
So you just are a very hooked up Dodger fan. So you get a lot of stuff for free.
I love it. No, I still help pay. But like she would try to sell her season tickets, like, you know, games she couldn't go last year. She could never sell them. But I bet you this year she will be.
Are you getting both autographs or
Alrighty, we're here with Mr. Bobby Miller. May I call you Bobby?
Of course. Yes, you can.
Can I call you Bobby Ice?
That's fine with me. Yeah, that's fine with me.
Friend of the carne asada, Dave Asse, I think he gave you that nickname, right?
Yes, he did.
Now, did you have another nickname coming up, or?
No, I didn't have anything else. Just Bobby. That was it.
You're a good sport.
Thank you.
But today you're out here hanging out with some Dodger fans. They long line outside. Did you see that line to get your autograph?
I saw it, yeah. Yeah, that means a lot to see a lot of people out there.
And what is this upcoming season going to be like for you? Because I know they are excited. How are you feeling about it?
Yeah, I'm super excited, especially with some of the additions we've added this off season. But either way, I'm just super excited for this season and just learn how to get better and build off of last year and just become the team we want to become.
Well, I have to say what everybody is thinking. I mean, you had an amazing season. Thank you for that, for giving us so much joy, so much excitement during the season as a fan. Did you always know that that's how it was going to be, like your confidence level? You were like, I'm going to just dominate this mound?
Yeah, it's kind of always how I've tried to be growing up. You know, if I tell myself like I can do it or just show the confidence on the mound, I think it gives me a better outcome.
Yeah, and especially with the projections, the predictions for the last season, a lot of people didn't think the Dodgers were like going to do what you guys did. And you were a huge part of that, right?
Yeah, I guess you could say that. But I mean, we had a lot of pieces out there that did very well this season. Guys that were getting hurt, you know, we had other guys step up every single time. The struggles I had on the mound as well, you know, the bullpen picked me up every single time. And our offense was also very good last year.
Well, again, was he not very good last year, guys?
Well, I appreciate it. Yeah, thank you.
And I saw your game at the ping pong tournament as well. That was pretty good.
Yeah, me and Emmett, I'd like to say we were doing pretty good until we got to Kirsch and Barnes, and Kirsch probably almost single-handedly dominated us.
Yeah, I think that was a setup for sure.
Yeah, maybe it was, maybe it wasn't, but no. Hopefully we can have another one next year.
Right, thank you so much. Right, good luck this season. Thank Can't you. Wait to see you.
Appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
And there you have it, Sangrones. I hope you enjoyed it. Listening to Dodger fans, listening to Bobby Miller and Diego Cartaya. Again, if you guys want Dodger memorabilia or keep an eye out for any type of autograph sessions, it's One Way in Monterey Park. It's right off the 60 freeway. You exit Atlantic. It's super easy to come down here. Check it out. What were your overall thoughts on the event, Princesa?
This was my first time at One Way, and they've got everything. Goodness. You got a present, a gift. You want to send us something? I'm just kidding. No, but they've got everything here. Very impressive. Everyone was so cool, so nice. I mean, Dodger fans, what I took away is we are ready to embrace our villain role. Nobody's shying away from that. Ready for the season. It was a great start to start talking more and more Dodger baseball.
You know what? I was a little surprised by that, too. How everybody, like, was excited about it. Like, everybody was like, no, it's about time. Like, they have been saying what the princess has been saying on the show for the longest time. And that is, everybody hates us.
Yeah. Hate us. Because they ain't us. Someone said that earlier today. Ain't us, not anus.
That too. But also what I found interesting was people were not bothered at all by having to pay $10 for Dodgers Fest. Like, people thought it was reasonable. I also thought it was very smart of them. The majority of the people knew that the reason why they're doing this is because they're trying to limit. Because if this was free, how much of a mess would it be at Dodger Stadium for Dodgers Fest?
It would be a mess, and you'd have people coming from everywhere. So this way they could keep a head count and make sure that keep everybody safe, keep all of the amenities, all the food, make sure they have enough. Dodgers, love us or hate us, it is a great experience to go to the stadium. And charging that fee, no one seemed bothered by it, like you said. And it's going to make sure that everyone has a good time. So get your tickets. They weren't sold out yet as of today, but they're going to sell out for sure. Can I mention one thing?
Sure.
Another take. Kershaw, I feel like most of the fans we spoke to are happy. They want to see Kershaw back. I shouldn't say happy. They're in the, yes, let's bring Kershaw back, like me. So I was happy to hear that. I'm the happy one.
And not only that, our Price is Right game, where the price of micheladas fluctuates every, I mean, 22, I think, up until 40. I think 40 was the high. I don't know about you guys. I mean, I know if the kombucha gets up to 40, La Princesa, you might have some opinions on that.
Yeah, no, I'm for it. I mean, again, you don't go to every game, most fans. And so while you're there, if you've got to pay a little more, which, by the way, don't blame Ohtani. I keep saying this, and I'm going to say this till opening day. Dodger Stadium raises the prices every year, whether Ohtani would have come to us or not. So don't blame Ohtani. Enjoy yourselves. Keep it cool. I'm going to round out the michelada to be between $25 and $28. It was $22, right?
Yeah. What I liked is what Carlos, one of the people coming in here, he said $34 for michelada because he was going with Fernando.
Yes.
I think he might be right. Wow. I think he might come closer. He might win both showcases with that pick of $34.
You think people will pay it, right? Dodger fans will pay it.
I mean, every time I go to Dodger Stadium, everybody has a michelada in their hand. So it doesn't matter how expensive these are. People are willing to play. But like we were talking off camera, people love to pitch. And especially our people, right? They will tell you what's wrong, but they're still going to pay for it. But they're going to let you know, I'm not happy about this, but yes, I'm going to play because I got a drink.
Yes, that's right. They're going to pay it. We're going to see it. And I'm not surprised at all. My sister's going to be one of them.
So, look, we had a great time here. We want to thank One Way for having us here. And as you can see, we're in front of the bobbleheads here. They have a lot of bobbleheads on the other side of the wall here. They have these beautiful pictures of Dodger players and frames that they're framed that you can come and buy. Come check it out. They have signings here all the time. So they were very gracious enough to have us here. And who knows? Maybe the Bleed Loves podcast might show up somewhere else, right, Princesa?
Field trip. Maybe you guys should tell us where you want us to come hang out. Maybe you guys have an event coming up. Maybe we can make a field trip.
That's right. We're going to do it. So, again, yo ha sido su servidor, Juan Ramirez, de parte de mis colegas, La Princesa de Picolandia, and Babyface, who's behind the camera here. Nos vemos para la próxima. This episode of the Bleed Loves podcast has been brought to you by BetOnline.ag, where the game starts. Nos vemos.